USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, the Biden administration is scrambling to put a plan together regarding the surge of illegal immigrants at the southern border now that the Supreme Court ruled Title 42 can be dissolved. Georgia Republican Congressman Buddy Carter warns the administration is putting America's national security at risk by not stopping those illegal immigrants on Fox Business.
We don't have national security right now because our border is not secure. I've been down there 5 times since I've been in office, 3 times in the last year and a half. Every time it gets worse. It is in shambles. And all the Border Patrol agents tell us the same thing. Keep, build the wall. Keep Title 42. Keep remain in Mexico.
President Biden met virtually on Friday with Democrat governors to discuss abortion. USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
It's the 4th of July holiday weekend, and many families are hitting the road. Josh Zuber with AAA says there's pent-up demand for travel, but with problems in the friendly skies, people are turning to their cars.
We're actually going to see a record number of folks driving to their destination.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. It's predicted about 42 million people are traveling on vacation this weekend by car. 10% of all Army National Guard soldiers have yet to get COVID-19 shots past the official deadline. Defense officials say about 30,000 of those soldiers are now facing financial penalties or discharge. About 14,000 Guard members have refused to be vaccinated, and about 7,000 have requested exemptions. However, officials say some unit commanders may be allowed to let unvaccinated soldiers continue receiving pay while the Army Guard struggles to meet recruiting goals. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
Shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Education experts are continuing to look into the quality of the education that your children or grandchildren are receiving.
As the education system of our kids continues to be examined, are the young ones getting an education that will prepare them for the future? Quisha King on Fox News is the senior director at Moms for America.
Children across the country are not reading at a fourth grade level. A fourth grade level by the time that they are in fourth grade. And so, I mean, that is astonishing that America is producing children and graduating children that cannot read at levels that they need to go on to do what they need to do in the next phases of life.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The NYPD welcomes its newest group of Police Academy graduates Friday. Police Commissioner Keechan Sewell commending the newest members of the NYPD for answering the call to serve their community.
This is a great day of celebration. Honor that shield. Deserve that shield. Be the people who the greatest city in the world need you to be, because we have no intention of letting it down. We will always prevail because we never give up. We are the NYPD.
NASCAR drivers making their way to Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin for another road race. The green flag drops at the Quick Trip 250 just after 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.